Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome. Amanda Grace here with you live today. It is December 16th, 2024. We've been flying through the month of December, basically, probably because there's been so much going on. It feels that way. So welcome to everybody jumping into the United States, around the world. I just saw somebody from Guam come in. So welcome. We've got some interesting international audience that comes in, which I think is great. So welcome to everybody jumping on in the United States and around the world. Oh, let's see. I see Scotland. Someone is saying they're here from drone land. Yep, that's what the Northeast is right now. We're going to talk about that, but that is so true. New Hampshire, you have some interesting things going on in your state. We're going to talk about also South Carolina, Texas, New Mexico, California, Colorado, North Carolina, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, South Africa. Hello to our friends all the way in South Africa. So happy to have you. And welcome to everybody else jumping in, our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So we're going to open up in prayer, and I'm going to have you mark your calendars for Wednesday for a good reason. So let me just open up in prayer first, and then we are going to talk about it. So Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. Lord, we praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious, holy, perfect name. Father, we just humble ourselves before you, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every area we fall short, Father God. Lord, we praise you. Your mercies are new every single day. And we acknowledge you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover Lamb and the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He reconciled us back to you. He miraculously rose again in 3 days. He took his rightful place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the name above all names, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. Father God, we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, to fill this place, Lord. Father God, Lord, let the weight of your glory fall. Let the power of your presence mightily move. Father God, just we ask you lead and guide us tonight, Father God, in your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Father, fill me, Lord, fill those watching in the name of Jesus Christ with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. And Father, we ask you send your holy angels in the name of Jesus Christ of all offices, rankings, and divisions to encamp around and about, Father God, as we go forth, that your presence, Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, Father God, let it fill this place heavily, Father God. Let it go forth and that people tangibly feel the conviction of the Lord, that they tangibly feel your presence, Almighty God, as we go forth today, Father God. Take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter, most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Father God, everything we have is because of you, Lord, is because of your hand, Father God. Let your name be glorified above all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen. Okay. Praise the Lord. All right. I'm going to talk about something in a moment here. As people are jumping on, welcome to those who are jumping on. There's a lot to talk about today. And then we're going to talk about Wednesday. So Wednesday, and I'll say it again at the end. Let me just, because I believe it's going to be Wednesday. We are going to be on live, and I have been praying about some things. This is why I'm holding till Wednesday to do this. I have been praying about some things with the church that I need to say and that need to be spoken about in the light of everything that is happening. And so I'm holding on it today because I need to continue to pray. And I need to continue to put my thoughts together, and I need to continue to make sure that what I say aligns with what God wants said. So mark your calendars for Wednesday. This is going to be a very strong message to the church in the midst of what is happening. It also is going to be a message to those in government as well. So it's going to be a message to those in government and a message to those in the church with everything we see transpiring and everything we see happening right now. So mark your calendars for Wednesday for that, because I want to give the Lord the room to move during that. So I just wanted to announce that now. Also, I just wanted to thank two people. Kathy Wise, thank you so much for these. These are absolutely beautiful. We're going to make sure they go up in the office here. And the second I put this on the ground, what I'm about to show you is toast, because Missy's in the room. So public service announcement. The second I let go of it, she's probably going to take it on me. Maria Elena sent me a pillow of a quokka. And everyone knows I love quokkas, and I would love to have one at the sanctuary. And they constantly smile. Missy is obsessed with pillows. So once I put this down on the ground, it is fair game for Missy. I will get it back from her. I promise. I promise, Maria Elena. So thank you so much for this. So much appreciated. Isn't he adorable? He's just so cute. Okay. Let's see how long that stays there. I'll let you know when Missy comes and takes it, because she's sleeping. Oh, as you can see, there's a casualty already, because Maria also gave me that stuffed quokka that's right there on the floor that Missy has already stolen and taken and drug towards the edge of the office. So, but I so appreciate it. Thank you so much for sending those. We always like to try to show some of the gifts. People spend their, you know, a lot of time putting them together and sending them. Isn't it a darling pillow? It is a darling pillow. Okay, let's get into it. Andrew Sorcini is just going to be on at the very end, but we have a lot to cover before that. So stay tuned. If you could share this broadcast, like and subscribe, we would very much appreciate it, because there is a whole lot of shaking going on. And I'm going to piece all of this together for you right now. So I'm about to piece together for you something pretty epic as far as coordinated events that are happening around the country that we have to pay attention to. And we have to pay attention to it as the church as well, because the enemy is very strategic and precise in how he attacks and why he attacks. So I have to tell you what happened last week to set this up, because this is going to start to make a lot of sense once we, so hang there with me going through this, because this is going to start to make a lot of sense. Also, I just wanted to tell everyone that Karen, our wonderful moderator, her brother-in-law passed away. So if you could just, you know, just pray for Karen, give her some well wishes in the chat. I'm not sure if she's in the chat tonight, but if you could just give her some just well wishes, I'm sure she may go back and see. We just wanted to give our condolences for that. Karen, you know, we are so grateful for her being a moderator, and we just give our condolences for what has just happened. So last week, now I want to show you, because it involves something on my shelf. Okay, ready? Let's see how I could do this. Right there. You see that sign there? Okay, that I'm pointing to. It says, blessed are the peacemakers. Okay, it's that scripture verse. Keep that in mind with what I'm about to tell you. So last week I did a broadcast. If you haven't watched it, it's the part four of Daystar, David and a House Divided, or a Family at War. It's that broadcast. So if you haven't watched that, please go back and watch that, because I say something in that broadcast that's going to become very pertinent to what I'm about to tell you. In that broadcast, I quote Matthew 5:9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. I quote it. Well, Sunday morning, as I always do, I come down to my office. I come down to my office very early in the morning, most mornings, because I want to spend time with the Lord before Chris wakes up, before, you know, anybody gets here to, you know, for the sanctuary. And I want to have my time with the Lord. So I come down Sunday morning and I open the door. And that plaque right there that you see, right, it's to my left, your right, is knocked on the floor. And that plaque is far back on my shelf. So it's not like it's on the edge of my shelf, this plaque. And that is the only thing that has been knocked to the floor off my shelf. Now, you have to understand something. There are no animals in this side of the office, and my office is locked when I'm not in it. Okay. So Saturday, nobody was, it's not like anyone was in here all day and anyone was, you know, doing anything in here. And so Sunday morning, I come down and boom, the plaque's on the floor. Blessed are the peacemakers. Somebody's not happy. That's all I'm going to say. Somebody is very upset. And I rebuked it in the name of Jesus Christ, but I stopped and went, something's up. Something's up, because the opposite of peace is destruction. The opposite of peace is chaos. The opposite of peace is war. Something is up for that sign that is pushed back on my shelf to be knocked to the floor. And that was the very thing I said in that broadcast. You have to go back and watch it. It's Day, it says Daystar, David, and a family at war, I think it says. But you could go back and watch it. It's from I think it's from Thursday or Wednesday of last week. But I quote that scripture. And there it is on the floor. So I start rebuking in the name of Jesus Christ and binding up and casting out, because I know something's up from what I'm witnessing. And what I was discerning as well is what we were going to see come in the next few days. So let's go over this now. Let's go over this prophetically. March of 2023, right? So late March of 2023. Now I'm going to set this up for you, because I have to set this up for you to prophetically show you what is going on. Okay. So March of 2023, there is a shooting in Nashville, Tennessee. A school shooting at a Christian school called Covenant. After the Covenant of this nation went under full-blown attack, after that school shooting, because it was Covenant. The Covenant was under attack. The Covenant of this nation went under full-blown attack, okay? Now, today, something has happened. I'm going to show you the prophetic timing of this. So let's put the article up, please, as people are jumping on. From the AP News, teacher and a teenager student killed in a shooting at a private Christian school in Wisconsin. There is another article that says three dead, others injured in a shooting at a private Christian school in Wisconsin. So you can look this up, but there are multiple articles on this. And I'm just going to read to you from one of these articles. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes offered no details on the victims, but said other people were wounded at Abundant Life Christian School. Because when you're in Covenant, there is an abundant life, and we're going to get to that. A K-12 school with about 390 students, a K-12 school. Police previously said a total of five people. Initially, they thought were deceased, but it came down to that there was, two or three, which is a horror to begin with. It says Madison police in a statement said the suspect shooter was a student at the school. Police said seven people were hurt. I want you to remember that number seven. Seven people were hurt with injuries ranging from minor to life-threatening. Today is a sad, sad day, not only for Madison, but for our entire country. The name of the school is Abundant Life. That's the name of the school. Abundant Life. John 10:10. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundant. In that same scripture, the thief does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and they may have it more abundant. This school was targeted for that name, just like the school in Nashville was targeted for Covenant, a Christian school that had the name Covenant. Now you have a Christian school with abundant life, because when you're in Covenant with Christ Jesus, you have an abundant life. And the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. from that abundant life through Jesus Christ. You see, Satan is very, he's very sadistic and he's very precise in what he targets and why. Especially notable was James Madison. Now listen to this too, because it was in Madison, Wisconsin this happened. James Madison was a co-author of the Constitution and the Federalist Papers and the fourth president of the United States. So you're having it in the city that is named after, okay, or connected to a co-author of the Constitution. And you have it at a Christian school called Abundant Life. I will tell you, when the school shooting at Covenant happened, the indictments came down against Trump soon after that. Now you have against a Christian school and you have Abundant Life. I am telling you, I would watch up to around January 6th. It is a target date having to do with President Trump. I'm telling you this right now based on this pattern. Madison means son of Matthew. That's what it means. Matthew means gift of the Lord. This is how sadistic Satan is. At Christmas time, what do? We give gifts. The thief comes to rob gifts. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So Matthew means gift of the Lord, and that's where Madison is derived from, right? And then you have abundant life, and you have the symbolism of gift giving at Christmas, and the thief coming to rob the gift. Who's the ultimate gift? Jesus Christ, when he died at Calvary. We're going to put up another article from MSN because I'm going to show you something else with this. Okay. Oh, we don't know who this smiling man is with two cards charging 0% interest, but we will look at the title below him. Don't you love it how these news they just put these things up? It's hilarious. Okay, so Wisconsin school shooting, 3 dead, 7 injured at Abundant Life Christian School. I want you to keep these numbers in mind. 3 dead, 7 injured, which is a horror. You need to pray for this school, these families, these teachers, these children. This is trauma. This is what the enemy tries to root in people's souls so he can put them in bondage as the years go on. So what happened at this school comes just 7 days after a satanic statue was placed in front of the Capitol building in New Hampshire. All right. So there's a Capitol building. So 7 days, this shooting at Abundant Life comes after a satanic statue is planted in New Hampshire, which I believe is the Live Free or Die state. I believe that's the name of it. Okay. Live Free or Die. Now, 3 dead, 7 injured. 3 plus 7 is 10. What does John 10:10 say? This is why the enemy does these things. I'm telling you right now. 3 plus 7 is 10. What does John 10:10 say? The thief does not come except to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundant. And the amount injured just happens to equal what's in that scripture. You don't think the enemy knows the word? You don't think he wants to sadistically try to plant a flag when it comes to certain areas and certain scripture at certain times of year for certain reasons? We are also just 5 days from the winter solstice, where the occult happens to like to make certain sacrifices. 5. What does 5 have to do with? We entered the year 5785. 5 is the hey, behold, an announcement, grace. Because we've been given a window of grace and the enemy wants to steal it. And he wants to steal that abundant life. And that's why it's 5 days out from the solstice. Once you start understanding how he operates, you can begin to intercede and go after the root and really intercede, because this is just the beginning of what he really wants to do. So stop giving him your money by buying your kids these satanic record albums and these satanic video games, because all he wants to do is destroy them, as we now see we have multiple dead in this incident. So stop giving him your money. Stop giving it into satanic albums and video games and things that just feed your kids his rhetoric so they can become a talking point for the kingdom of darkness. Now, keep this in mind. We're going to go back to the satanic statue. But this was all planted within certain time frames for a reason. Abundant Life was targeted because of the name for a reason. In Madison, Wisconsin for a reason. Around the time of Christmas for a reason. Back now. Keeping all this in mind, we're going to go to the second part. All right, we're going to do this in parts. You're going to see a thread. Back in 2001, an event happened in New York City, in my state, that got us involved in a war that we probably never should have been in. And that event was 9/11. And during that event, an airline was utilized called United. The other airline was American. America United, which in a way falsely, in some ways, united the people under a vision that a burning bush had to go to war in the Middle East. Why am I saying this? 23 years later, just a week ago or so, right? A week and a half ago, it must have been. A week and a half ago, 23 years later, just with a week and a half ago before this shooting happens in Wisconsin, in New York City, a CEO is killed of a company called United. That's not a coincidence, first of all. Secondly, it was in 2023 that the indictments came down against Donald Trump, and New York City was again embroiled in war. So the school shooting against Covenant happens in Nashville, right? Why did the enemy choose Nashville? I'll show you how he strategically, I just showed you about Wisconsin. He chose Nashville because Nashville was known as the Athens of the South. Athens is where the Temple of Zeus was, otherwise known as the throne of Satan. So when he strategically was going to attack the covenant of this nation and do a symbolic hit because he was about to fully go on attack with the covenant, he chose a place called the Athens of the South. This is how he works and operates. Now, so 2023, then the indictments come down pretty close to Passover against Donald Trump, and New York City is again embroiled in a legal war in cases of the century that were coming forth. And then you had the migrant crisis severely impacts New York City because of poor leadership. So if you notice, New York City keeps popping up. New York City symbolically with certain events keep popping up. Now again, 23 years later, a company was targeted with the name United. What just happened with the election? Right. So when 9/11 happens, let's go back to 9/11 for a minute. In 2001, I think Bush wasn't even in office a year yet. I think maybe he was in about a year, but 9/11 happens and it unites a nation under a burning bush that wanted to get involved in a war that we probably never should have been a part of. What just happened with the election? What just happened? This biblical phenomenon that happened with this election and in this nation, the people united. 2016 was about the Lord willfully taking a sword of the Spirit and dividing a nation. 2024 was about uniting a nation. And so in this election, we see that the people, the majority of the people were united in how they felt about the nation, how they felt where the nation was going, and who they voted for. They were united. And now, just a little over a month after the election, a hit goes out and a company called United is involved. This is no accident that this is going on and how this is happening. Now, in the midst of all of this, if this is not crazy enough for you, if this is not far out in left field for you, all of these things happening, I'm in New York State, and all of a sudden above New York State and New Jersey, we'll put the article up, drones start showing up. So in the middle of all of this, what do we know about mystery drones flying over New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, and other East Coast states? Mysterious drone sightings in New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, and other East Coast states have prompted an outcry from officials seeking answers about the flying objects, some of which have been spotted near military installations. Yes, these drones have been spotted near. Now, I'm going to tell you a very strange event that happened about a week and a half before these drones showed up. Now, we're sort of at a higher elevation here, where we are in the Hudson Valley, you know, even though it says valley, we're sort of at a higher elevation. I started seeing across the sky of our property military planes. I started seeing an influx of military planes, and I stopped and cocked my head like Cyrus cocks his head when he's trying to figure out what you're talking about. And I just cocked my head and looked, because I was like, Lord, that's odd. That is strange. And I took note of that. I took note of what I saw. And then these drones start showing up. I'm going to read to you two excerpts from Words of the Lord that may have to do with a little bit of what might be going on here. So the first one is October 6, 2022. And says the Lord of hosts, watch around the time of what you call Christmas in your nation for an insatiable power move. And just as they think it has succeeded, it shall fall flat and hard, says the Lord. They shall hit the ground hard, as I, the Lord thy God, am dealing with the Athaliahs as well, and the spirit behind them. An ancient demon, says the Lord of hosts, one shall try and destroy another, as a very public squabble breaks loose amongst the Athaliahs and further smears their party name. Around the time of what you call Christmas, the Lord says. Well, these are showing up around the time of Christmas, and we'll get into what we think is going on here with these in a minute. But this is all in the middle of United. This is all in the middle of abundant life. I want you to think about these words, right? This is in the midst of a satanic statue being placed at the Capitol in New Hampshire, the live free or die state. This is happening. August 29th, 2024, around the time of the high holy days, phenomenons in the sky and a sifting, for they must sift through now, says the Lord, for what the wicked have planned with those submitted to do terror, they have planned for around a month from the election. Not a month before the election, a month from, out from the election. What are we now? Oh, we're a little over a month past the election. Those submitted to do terror, they have planned for around a month from the election, says the Lord. Pray now, my children, that this is thwarted, for this is meant to stop the process and declare emergencies. I'm going to read that again. This was August 29th, 2024. This was given this word. Excerpt from a word of the Lord. You can go on arcofgrace.org, click on ministry blog, and this is where you can go find this excerpt, this word. August 29th, 2024, around the time of the high holy days, phenomenons in the sky, which did happen, so that fulfilled, and a sifting, for they must sift through now, says the Lord, for what the wicked have planned with those submitted to do terror, they have planned for around a month from the elections. Around a month from the elections, which is be right about now, says the Lord. Pray now, my children, that this is thwarted, for this is meant to stop the process and declare emergencies. Now, I would think that's a pretty interesting word, given what we see happening right now. We've got drones in the air. We've got, nobody seems to know where they came from. No, the army, the military, they know, but they're saying they don't know, right? And once again, it's the East Coast. It's around New York. It's around the areas where we have seen so much activity happen in the past year. Now, Alex Jones had a gentleman on last night, and I got filled in on this, that is a, he makes drones. So I guess he has a company that makes drones for the U.S. government, or he makes drones for others too, but the U.S. government allegedly is one of his contracts. And he doesn't want to, he says, I don't want to be an alarmist and I don't want to alarm anybody. And I certainly don't want to do that. He said, but from his experience, he believes that these drones are searching for a dirty bomb. That these drones are up in the air searching for something that maybe has been illegally bought in that would attempt to cause terror, that would attempt to be part of a terror attack, that would attempt to be part of something happening on the East Coast so an emergency can be declared. And these are very high-tech drones. Do you know Stewart Airport near me? They had to shut down because of these drones. They actually had to ground flights for a certain period of time because these drones were all over there. Now, I'm not saying this gentleman is 100% correct. What I'm saying is, with his knowledge of manufacturing drones, and he's taken a good look at what these drones look like, this was his conclusion that, yes, they're sniffing out radiation that comes from bombs, that comes from plants, that comes from things that are planted to try to perhaps cause an emergency. You can go back and watch it on Alex Jones. He's got it on his X. So if you'd like to go, you can go watch the whole thing. What other time have we had drones, except for the Chinese weather balloon or whatever we are going to call it, that were showing up? Do you remember that? Last year, around the time of the indictments, these white balloons with cameras on them were showing up all across the country and nobody seemed to know where they came from. Gosh, we've got so much money in the NSA, FBI, CIA, and whatever else they have hiding, FISA, whoever else, and nobody knew where they were from. They knew where they were from. And that was around the time of the indictments. Now we're approaching January 6th. January 20th, and now instead of balloons, they're drones. They're drones. And now people said that they spotted them in Texas. They have spotted them, someone saying Ohio in the chat, and in other states. And I believe they had warned the military that if you shoot them down, you're getting arrested. We don't know what they are, but if you shoot at them, you tell a bunch of Texans and Kentuckians and Tennesseans that when some odd is flying over their house, not to shoot at it. See how that goes for you. Because I don't think it's good. There are more guns in Kentucky than people per capita. Did you know that? That's a fun fact that I found out. But they're flying over different parts of the country now. And this gentleman, he doesn't want to alarm anyone, but I guess he took a good look at these drones, pictures of them, and he's saying from his experience, this is what they are there to do, and they're going up in small armies, okay? This is not just like one drone is flying around. These drones are going up in small armies. That's happening in the middle of United, in the middle of the Satanic Statue, in the middle of Abundant Life. In the middle of all of this, they're going up. Okay, now let's continue. April 3rd, 2023, I talked about something. I believe I was actually shown it back in March of 2023. It was either February or March. I was in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And the Lord woke me up at midnight. And this was before the indictments came down. And he said to me at midnight, Trump was the 45th president of the United States. He's running to be the 47th president of the United States. 4 + 5 = 9. 4 + 7 = 11. 9/11. 9/11. With Trump, his name, and this presidency and this election. Well, 9/11 happens, right? Well, we know what 9/11 was back in 2001, but people call 911 when there is an emergency. And they send help. And then you have what happened in 2001. Trump knows, and they know he knows. They know he knows why Bush did what he did. And I had written back then, 911 would be a full-blown emergency, or 9/11 would be a full-blown emergency for the left in 2024. I wrote this back in about March of 2023. And I said, the ninth letter of the Hebrew alphabet is tet, or tes, and the design of it is like a pot, a vessel, with an inverted rim representing hidden, something hidden, or an inverted good. Another interpretation would be a man bending his head to God in prayer and thanks. And the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet is Aleph. And Aleph has three different meanings, which means master, chief are two of the three meanings. Also teacher. And so I had said this back then, associated with what the Lord told me. When he woke me up at midnight in Tulsa, Oklahoma, we were staying with friends. Now, to connect all this to 9/11 and to now, Tom Daschle stands on the floor of Congress and he reads scripture in defiance of God. Isaiah 9:9-11. 9:11. All the people will know, Ephraim and the inhabitant of Samaria, who will say in pride and arrogance of heart, the bricks have fallen, but we will rebuild with hewn stones. The sycamores are cut down, but we will replace them with cedars. Therefore, the Lord shall set up the adversaries of Rezin against him and spur his enemies on. Tom Daschle defiantly read that on 9/11. And then the Lord had pointed out to me with Donald Trump about 4 + 5 = 9, 4 + 7 = 11, 9/11. And now we see what's happening. And we saw what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania, and we saw what happened in Mar-a-Lago, and we see what's happening now. So what I want to do is play a clip for you that I had put out December 6th. I put this short out December 6th, and I want to play it for you right now so you understand what we are, you know, basically what I was sensing back then. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here from Ark of Grace Ministries. So in seeing the pattern of what has been happening in the nation and that the inauguration is set for January 20th, 2024. And January 6th this year will be the 4-year anniversary of what happened at the Capitol when the corrupt did what they did. I would watch the time of January 6th this year. I really feel it in my spirit. I believe they are plotting something. I believe there is an attack being plotted, and pray right now that it is thwarted, because it is meant to try to upend the presidency right before President Trump walks into office. So I would watch that date, January 6th, because it's 4 years, and we just exited the year 5784 on the Jewish calendar. Four is dalet in Hebrew. It's the door. And so we're exiting one door and trying to walk through right now a door of grace in this nation, and a door in this nation to give us a window to repair the rooms that have happened. And January 6th would be 14 days before the inauguration, double seven. So I would watch right now for that date. Watch and pray that what they're plotting is exposed and it's thwarted before it can accomplish the fullness of what they really wanted to accomplish, which is to cause fear and chaos in the nation. God bless. Keep the faith. Be watchmen. Okay, so that was December 6th. I put that out. And that's still a target date, because I believe that's the day they have to certify the election, which when I said that, I did not make that connection in my mind as I was saying that. But then later on, somebody told me, Amanda, that's the date they certify the election. So that's why you see this happening closer and closer together, these events, the closer you get to having to actually certify the election. Because they don't want to have to certify this election. And so this is why you see this all happening. However, when you begin to be able to connect it, and when you begin to be able to understand the strategy and the symbolism and why what's targeted is targeted, many times you can then figure out how to intercede and pray with the wisdom of God to thwart the next piece of it. You see what I'm saying? And so I want to tell you quickly, too. Now, I might do this in a short, but I'll just say this very quick because we have to get to what happened in New Hampshire. But at the same time all this is happening here, something very interesting happened in Syria and near Israel. Israel seizes the highest peak on Mount Hermon amid Assad's collapse. Now, why is this important for us? They raise a flag, they seize the highest point of Mount Hermon, Damascus falls, Mount Hermon is seized by Israel. The United Nations has a base on Mount Hermon. By the way, the United Nations has a base up there. Why is this so important for what we're going through? Because Mount Hermon is where the 200 angels, the watchers in the Book of Enoch, come down, make a pact atop Mount Hermon to defy God, rebel against God, rebel against his order, do things with earthly woman they shouldn't do. And the Nephilim came forth from that, the giants. That happened atop Mount Hermon. And actually, the first chapter, I think it's the first chapter of Enoch, 6-8, talks about this. And why it's so symbolic that this has been seized, the peak of this mountain has been seized amidst what is happening in the earth, is because these watchers, when they rebelled against God, they taught men things God didn't want them to learn that has now turned to such wickedness that causes a lot of harm in the earth. And it says it in Enoch, Enoch 8. So it's the first, it says 1 Enoch 6-8. And in Enoch 8, after they make this pact, after all of this happens, after the watchers make the pact, after they do what they do, there's a list here. And it says, Azazel taught men to make swords, knives, shields, breastplate, the fabrication of mirrors, and the workmanship of bracelets and ornaments, the use of paint, the beautifying of the eyebrows, the use of stones of every valuable and select kind, and all the sorts of dyes, so that the world became altered. Fornication multiplied, and they transgressed and corrupted all their ways. Amazarek taught all the sorcerers and dividers of roots. Armors taught the solution of sorcery. Barkayal taught the observers of the stars. Akabil taught signs. Tamiel taught astronomy. And Asaradel taught the motion of the moon. 9. And men being destroyed cried out, and their voice reached to heaven. And men being destroyed from all these things they were taught that they should have never learned, cried out to heaven. And now in the midst of what's happening in the earth and in the United States of America, in the Middle East, Israel takes control of the top of Mount Hermon where the pact was made. So I'm just telling you, keep an eye on that, because that situation is going to get very interesting very fast, and it's going to affect America. Okay, now back to the United States. Just keep that in mind as I'm saying all these things, because all these things are happening simultaneously within the earth, and there's a reason for that. Let's put up the article quick, what happened in New Hampshire. Because this happened 7 days before the Abundant Life school shooting. Okay. A demonic Christmas display at State House destroyed. And a very demonic statue of an entity that has the head of a goat that the Satanic Temple wanted put there was destroyed Monday night in an act of Yuletide mayhem. Concord Deputy Police Chief John Thomas told the New Hampshire Journal that while the investigation into the vandalism is active and ongoing, he can rule out at least one possible suspect, which he said was Santa Claus, by the way, just so you know. And so let's see the picture of the broken statue. There it is. Torso, hands knocked off, arms knocked off, statue is obliterated. Satanic statue in front of the capital of the Live Free or Die state. And this reminded me of 1 Samuel 5:2-4. The fact this happened in the midst of everything going on, this statue gets destroyed. So it's like it's the symbolic of the wickedness trying to arise and plant, and then it quickly being put down and destroyed, right? And 1 Samuel 5:2-4 says, when the Philistines took the Ark of God, they brought it into the house of Dagon and set it by Dagon. And when the people of Ashdod, and Dagon was also half animal, half person, just like this statue was. And when the people of Ashdod arose early in the morning, there was Dagon fallen on its face to the earth before the ark of the Lord. So they took Dagon and set it in its place again. And when they arose early the next morning, there was Dagon fallen on its face to the ground before the ark of the Lord. The head of Dagon and both the palms of its hands were broken off on the threshold. Only Dagon's torso was left. So this happens December 9th. I believe the statue is put up. And 7 days later, we see what happened. But the 10th, it was destroyed. Now, there's the number 10 again. The statue, I believe, is put up the 9th. It's destroyed on the 10th. John 10:10. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Why do you think they chose this is lining up the way it is? But Jesus Christ has come to give life and life more abundant. And when this happened, and this was attempting to be planted amidst everything else we see. See, before the enemy does something, he wants to plant a flag. Before the 2016 election, the Arch of Baal shows up. Before, you see what I'm saying? Before the 2024 election in January 2023, that golden statue of Ishtar is raised above the New York City Appellate Courthouse. And now you have this statue planted in the live free or die state 7 days prior to what we saw happen with Abundant Life. Amidst United, amidst the drones, amidst all of this, and it was smashed to smithereens. Just as Dagon was thrown down and broken before the Ark of the Lord. Because there's a covenant in this nation and Satan wants it. And he wants to plant his statue, his likeness, his darkness at the capitals to try to commit a hostile takeover of a covenant that a people have now stood on and voted their conscience. And this is why you see this happening. This is why. So keep all of this in mind. I'll tell you this too. This happens around December 9th, 12:9, right? Well, Isaiah 9:12 says, yet for all this, his anger is not turned away. His hand is still upraised. For all of this, his anger is not turned away. And his hand is still upraised. And that statue was smashed to smithereens. So be in prayer about these things because they're connected. They're connected. All of them are connected because they're all happening in very close proximity right now within this nation what's happening on Mount Hermon and what's happening in the earth is happening in very close proximity. And there is a reason for that. And so be in prayer about it. And I'm sure more is going to come out on this and we'll talk about this more. So I just wanted to point those things out today. Let's bring Andrew Sorcini on, who's been patiently waiting while I have been finishing this up. This crazy. Hi, Andrew.
Hi there. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. It's, you know, that's the message I needed to hear. There are no coincidences.
Good. Yeah. I'm glad you learned something, Andrew, because Andrew like waits in the wings and he listens, which is great.
It's true. Like one of the things I was hoping that we could talk about today is the comparison between Bitcoin and physical gold and silver. Recently, the Fed Reserve chairman said that that cryptocurrency is not a threat to the dollar. It's a threat to gold. And I just feel the need to talk about that.
Interesting. Okay.
It ties into the idea that there are no coincidences. Okay. For people out there that are part of this gold rush, that are really taking money out of the traditional investments and putting it into cryptocurrency, specifically Bitcoin, it's very, very risky. It's like gambling. It is.
Bitcoin. Well, the name crypt is in it. The name exactly. Crypt, which is a tomb. Guys, listen, the name crypt is in cryptocurrency. So, and that means a tomb. So just keep that in mind.
It's true. So it was created back in 2008 by a gentleman or a group by the name of Satoshi Nakamoto. No mm-hmm. one knows who that is. It's believed that it's a pseudonym that that the CIA used to create cryptocurrency.
So it's being said the CIA allegedly had a hand in creating cryptocurrency.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. And back to there being no coincidences. Okay. Here we are dealing with, we're on the brink of a central bank digital currency. It's, they've created this modern day gold rush where everyone out there seems like they want to get into Bitcoin and they've gotten us used to it. First, they created this Bitcoin. Then they made people lose a lot of money with it. Then we were hit with COVID, okay, for a few years there. And when we're on the ropes after that, then cryptocurrency has become the norm. And this isn't, cryptocurrency is not a store of value. It's not a safe place to put your money. It's not like having it in real estate. It's not like having it in physical gold and silver. It is fun to invest in it and you can make a lot of money doing it, but you're also risking quite a bit to do it. And if you search, what is this the Japanese meaning of Satoshi Nakamoto? Japanese.
What does it mean?
I'm going to pull it up right now. Okay. It means, it's interpreted as central intelligence.
Satoshi Nakamoto means central intelligence.
It does. So,
oh my.
Satoshi, I'm reading it right here. It's clear thinking, quick-witted, and wise. That's intelligence.
Okay.
And then Nakamoto means it's central origin. So imagine somebody created this and then just kind of put the name in as a little joke. People out there can Google mm-hmm. it. So I do believe that we are going to go to some sort of a digital dollar. And I think that mm-hmm. it's going to need to be gold-backed. And I'm just trying to put the word out there and let people out there know that as fun as the cryptocurrency has been, and I've dabbled in it now for over 7 years myself, I like it. I think it's fun, but you have to put money into it that you are willing to lose all of. Mm-hmm. And it really is that risky. Imagine like for people out there, if you needed to speak with us about your retirement account that you rolled into physical gold mm-hmm. and silver, and let's say we don't answer the phone for months and months and months, or we don't respond to any communications at all. I mean, realistically, if we miss a communication, people are a little bit worried sometimes, and they'll say, oh, I couldn't get a hold of you guys. I'm glad I watched. But with Bitcoin, with companies like Coinbase, there's no customer service. You can't call somebody and say, I didn't want to create a case or some sort of case for the help that I need online because I'm not good on a computer and I just want to talk to somebody. You can't do that with cryptocurrency. Once you mm-hmm. make a mistake sending it somewhere, if you send it to the wrong place, you can't get it back. So it's just another form of an investment, but it is not a store of value. It's not something that hedges against inflation. It's not where if you sell a house for $500,000 and now you have that $500,000 in cash sitting in your bank account, you don't put it into Bitcoin, so it's safe.
You don't do that. And so if the Federal Reserve is saying this, right, or whoever came out and saying this, what do you think about this idea that people are saying an article came out saying that the Federal Reserve is bankrupt?
Oh, it's I'm sure that they are because it's not federal and there is no reserve. It's literally just
that's good, Andrew. It's not federal and there is no reserve. There you have it, folks.
Yep.
There you have it. It's been uncovered.
It was created 50 years ago, and it's just this giant corporation, and mm-hmm. that's why they asked the when Trump won the election, they asked the chairperson of the Fed Reserve. They said, "Will you resign?" He said, "I'm not going to resign." And
I remember that.
Yeah, Trump is calling for his resignation.
Yes, he is very vocal.
Yeah, and he doesn't have to resign because he doesn't work for the president.
Well, who does he work for, Andrew? Okay, if he doesn't work for the feds and he doesn't work for the president, who does he work for?
It's got to be different shells in and apart from the U.S. Treasury, which really, that's how they're able to operate with it. That's how they're able to operate and be mm-hmm. able to print money out of thin air, which, this is a losing proposition. Oh.
Well, I hate to, bring, this up, but like if we think about going back to Germany, Andrew, and they were printing money out of thin air and inflation went so high, they were using it as wallpaper. They were using money literally, guys, as wallpaper because it was worthless. It was absolutely worthless.
Yeah, there's a country in Africa where the, I think it's Zimbabwe, where the inflation rate got so high that they actually have a $1 trillion bill. So I've
we've been sent them by people, Andrew. We have quite. Thank you to those out there that have sent us the trillion Zimbabwe bill. We have Chris has it. Chris, we give that to Chris, and Chris takes care of that.
It's so funny, but it's an actual currency. It's not a trillion. There is not the same as a trillion here, but we do need a big financial reset here because the dollar is really at great risk of losing its status as the world's reserve currency. And I know it's important to Donald Trump because I've actually heard him say in an interview that if the dollar were to lose its status as the world's reserve currency, that loss would be greater than losing any war. So I am convinced that we do have the right guy that's going to be running this country. And I know that he believes in gold. He also believes in cryptocurrency. So I believe that this could be where, if we're going to go up against what the central banks are doing with their gold-backed CBDC, that we could come up with some sort of a digital dollar that's gold-backed mm-hmm. in order to one-up mm-hmm. what the central banks are doing. But no matter what, The central banks are already controlling 81.5% of the world's money because they've actually become that strong with the de-dollarization that they're trying to do collectively.
Let me ask you, Andrew. Well, first of all, Andrew's information is down there. So if you'd like to reach out to him and his team about your IRAs, gold and silver, learning about this, you know, wanting to add that, you can certainly talk to him about that. All the information is here. We have the Cyrus coin with him. And so they're printing the 2025 ones, I believe, the Cyrus coins, because we have the 2024s, right?
Yep, they are. They're in production right now. So each time I get a new batch, which I did get some more Cyrus coins last week, I checked the date immediately, and those were 2024s. So I'm told that we're really close to the 2025s coming out.
Well, that, you know, that would be wonderful, because truly, I mean, after what we've been through in this nation, that's why this coin was designed the way it was designed. Cyrus, faithful shepherd, Isaiah 51, right? And then the back, the ark, with the dove coming back, meaning the floodwaters had begun to recede, with the olive branch, in God we trust, saving grace. Because God is our saving grace in this. He is, and he's our provider, and he's our protector. And he gives us wisdom for these things. We have to understand that, you know, we have to have wisdom when it comes to these things. And this is why Andrew comes on as well and talks about this. Because, you know, we find out these interesting tidbits, like this shell name that's been put up, having to do with crypto, which I had no clue about till Andrew actually brought this up. That's quite interesting.
Yeah, you've got to Google it. And I have to let people know that I do think that cryptocurrency is fun. I think a lot of money could be made doing it, but it's not a comparison to gold and silver. So be very careful. And again, I'm not a financial advisor, but about 7 years ago, okay, I had this idea that people could probably hold cryptocurrency in their IRAs. So I went to a lot of the big IRA custodians to try to get this set up, but none of them were doing it yet. And I thought I could be the first one. So one of the companies went ahead and started it on their own. And I remember funding two accounts in 2017. And this was prior to the final quarter of that.
Yeah.
Two accounts funded, and I went ahead and bought the actual crypto for one of my clients. And then about 2-3 weeks later, the crypto market crashed. And
I remember
most of them were down like 90%. Bitcoin was only down like 70%. And I just remember, this was a longtime client of mine. He had like $30,000 in there, which at the time bought a lot of crypto. And he was a big boy. He knows me really, really well. And I talked to him every couple of years, but we never really discussed the crypto. And when I talked to him earlier this year, he said he still had it. So at one point he was down almost 90%. Now he's up a lot. But you have to be like him when, if there are 20, 30% swings in either direction, you need to just be okay with that. But for most of the people that watch this show, they're about to retire, or they are retired, or this is all the money that they've worked for in their lives. You definitely don't want to gamble with that. It's gold and silver are a safe haven, and they're an excellent way to hedge against inflation. It's a good store of value. And a store of value is when you have a lump sum and you feel like you need to protect it, and if the bank doesn't feel safe, then you put it into something that is a good store of value, so that if you need those funds again, you can access those funds without having to jump through hoops and without seeing your store of value funds cut in half.
You know, well, Andrew, you know, we're glad that you come on here and that you help us, and that you, you know, you kind of, you know, shed some light on some of these things that probably is going to help make it easier for some people, you know, to decide here what they need to do. Because crypto to me has always been a black hole. To me, it you don't know where it ends, meaning like you don't know, you know, it goes. So you just don't know in the darkness out there, you know, in a way, who's running what, to me. Okay. And so it's always made me a little nervous. In fact, I had prophesied from the Lord before one of those crashes happened. One of the Bitcoin crash. I think it was one of the Bitcoin crashes that happened. I think there was, how many times has Bitcoin crashed?
Oh, I know. There have been like three or four major.
Okay. Crashes. So one of them, I remember the Lord had warned me of what was going to happen, and I put it out. Actually, and then not long, it wasn't maybe a few months, maybe 6 months. I have to go back and look it up and look at the date. It crashed. And so, yes, it's very, very, very risky. In this temperature that we are in, you have to be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove with what God has given you. So what you can do is you can call Andrew, you can email him, you could go to bh-pm.com. It's also in our ministry partners section of our website, and you can get in contact with Andrew and his team. He has a wonderful team that are more than willing to help you. So, Andrew, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, and I probably won't see you for a couple of weeks, so happy holidays, and I'm looking forward to a great 2025.
Yeah, happy new year, Merry Christmas, Andrew. We'll probably see you crows around the new year.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Thank you, Andrew. Okay. You know, that was interesting. Andrew sometimes comes with things and I'm like, wow, I never knew that. Like surprising stuff to me, like this shell name that all of you must go look up now and do some research on this. I'm going to do research on this and do a little bit of a deep dive into this myself. Okay. I'm just going to make a few announcements here. The Revelationary War. We'll do that first. So, and I'm just going to check it off here. And then we'll go back to Animal Pick. So basically, I praise the Lord that this book came about. This book came about also because a pastor friend of mine had a dream from the Lord. And he was bold enough to tell me about it. And so this is the first book that I've ever done. This was a God thing. There was a lot of warfare in trying to do this book because the enemy did not want this book written. Can I tell you what we see happening in the church right now? What we see happening with Christian broadcasting? There are multiple chapters in this book about this. And I wrote this book in June about the shepherd versus the showman, about the digital coliseum of media, about this is in this book. And I wrote it back in June. So it is available for pre-sale on Amazon. I believe it's coming out in February. I believe the release date of it might be February, but don't quote me on that. Because they just wrote me the other day, Charisma, and said something to me about it. So I'm not sure if that's on their end, but it might be released a little later than that in the spring. So don't quote me on that, but it's available for pre-order, right now on Amazon. So you could go to our arcofgrace.org, and on the main page, if you scroll down, you will see the Revelationary War there. You could just click on it and go to Amazon. It is available for pre-order. It has chapters not only about this nation, decades prophetically of what's going on in this nation, but at the church as well. So basically, if you want, I would be honored if you went and you went to the Amazon site and you took a look at it. Also, Animal Picks. We got some interesting animal picks for you today. Wait till you see Esther's. So we got Prince here hanging out in his coat, our 31-year-old boy, going to be about 32 in February, 32 years young. Up there's snow in the snow. Isn't that lovely? It's snow in the snow. Snow has some personality on him, let me tell you, for a mini horse. Precious, precious, precious animal. Up, and there's Poppy in her coat now. Fun fact, we had to put a mini horse coat on Poppy because she's so big. So that is actually a mini horse coat that our team modified in order to keep Poppy nice and warm. Now, yes, she does have heat in her house, but when she's out during the day, especially when it's a little colder, we like to keep a coat on her. Up, and there's Joshua up in his favorite position on top of his red colored hay trough. Hanging out with his best bud, Archie. And so let me just say what happened. I, as a joke, bought this on Chewy as a joke. And our team took it and put Esther in it and took a picture. So there is Esther. Yep. All decked out. Our team got a shot of her. And this is Esther's little tree. So we gave Esther a little tree that she has already knocked down once. Actually, twice. There it is. Yep. That's how we started our morning last week. Yep. That's what it looked like. Esther was sitting in front of that tree like, who, me, Mom? I didn't do a thing. When she knows she did. And there were witnesses because Cyrus and Missy saw it. So there's Esther. She is definitely having a lot of fun with what is around the house right now. Yep, she is finding hiding spots all over the place. And you have to understand something. My trees stay up till March. They are winter trees. They are not necessarily Christmas trees because there is not a blessed green thing here in New York right now in 20 degree weather except the evergreens. And that is it. So in order, because it gets dark at 4:30 here, for some light to come into the house and for some greenery to come in, I put trees up and I keep them up till March and I just use them as winter decorations. Because why? Well, because there is nothing green outside my window, and I like to see some greenery this time of year because it could get a little depressing. So basically, she has had a lot of fun hiding all over the house with those things. And we'll show you the winter decor. So when I do winter, now it kind of looks like this, what you see in back of me. This is how I do winter, basically in the house. But we'll take some pictures and show all of you. Also, our prayer line. If you need prayer, please reach out. Either phone number, we have amazing women that are waiting to agree with you, pray with you, hear what you're going through. It's 9 to 5 Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. So please utilize the prayer line. We have those women there who are prayer warriors, and they really just want to be able to stand and agree with you. So we encourage you to use the prayer line. Also, we have our social media platforms. So there they are. YouTube and Rumble is Ark of Grace Ministries. Facebook is Ark of Grace Ministry with a Y. Instagram is Ark of Grace 88. X is Amanda Grace underscore AOG. TikTok, Telegram, and Truth Social are all Ark of Grace Ministries. If you could please subscribe to them, we would very much appreciate it. And last but not least, we're going to put up Shampup because Duchess had a bath this week. It was either this week or last week. Our team gave her a bath. And they use Shampup on her because it is totally safe for even pigs. And so this is Shampup, and you can actually use promo code ARC of Grace for a discount. It's from Terra Mia Organics. It is raw goat milk is used in these products. And let's put up the picture of Duchess. There she is in the tub getting herself a nice little bath because honestly, she smelled. I don't know how else to say it. She smelled. She needed help. She needed a bath. This is very gentle. So if you have a dog or a cat or a pet that is fighting a skin condition, this is very gentle for them to be cleansed. So we are glad we could be a blessing to Shampup. So thank you, everyone. Mark your calendars for Wednesday. I got a message for the church and the government on Wednesday that I have been praying about, and I held on it today purposely because I want to pray on this some more, and I really want to make sure I'm aligned with speaking what the Lord wants me to say. So mark your calendars for Wednesday because we're probably going live Wednesday night to give this very fiery message right now in this hour because of what is happening. So thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. Thank you to our moderators and our team, and God bless everyone. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. We say it every single day in this household. I do. I've even spoken it over employees recently. So basically, it is a very powerful psalm. We encourage you to say that. And the other psalms we have on the screen, we want to give you the word. We want to get you in the habit. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You have to speak the word. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And we want to encourage you to do that here at Ark of Grace. Also, Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19. That is in the book, The Believer's Authority by Kenneth Hagin. I speak those scriptures every single day. Why? Because we have to be constantly meditating on the word. We have to have that at the forefront, especially with the battles we're going through right now. It is intense out there. Also, the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, Jesus told his disciples to pray that way. You know why? Because the order of that prayer, praising God first, then saying, your kingdom come, your will be done, Lord. And then you go to the asking. So the order of that prayer is a key to your prayer life. There's a reason Jesus taught his own disciples to pray this way. So we should be taking note of that and doing it ourselves. So praise the Lord. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. We will see you on Wednesday. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rafa for women. Rafa means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rafa is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rafa today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and you can use promo code R10 for a 10% discount.